Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 10, Number 4. In the last edition of SNU, I discussed the principle of nutrition, as in sports nutrition. Of course, this is a topic we will continue to spend months and years exploring, and essentially, it's what CHI is all about. Learning how to feed ourselves within the realm of reason and rationality. Understanding the biochemistry of food and learning the best way to supply our individual biological demands. What is the CHI prime directive? Supply your biological demand. Nutrition is what every living thing requires to sustain itself, to sustain its life, and to enhance its tolerance to all forms of stress, be they mental, emotional, physical. Sports nutrition is what anyone engaged in the sport of life needs to sustain themselves, because life is a sport, and we're all athletes engaged in the sport of living, whether we know that or not. Again, what is. On this edition of Clinical Review, I want to introduce my new equation for health, and I'm very excited about this because this is something I've been thinking about literally for years. I've wanted a simple and elegant equation for health for the longest time. I've been thinking about this. Something easy to remember and similar to Einstein's E equals MC squared. Albert Einstein proposed mass-energy equivalence in 1905, but until he proved it, few believed it. Few even thought in those terms. I propose that like mass, life and good health are also equivalent to energy. Now let's analyze Einstein's formula E equals mc squared. E, or energy, equals mass times velocity squared, or the speed of light squared. The speed of light is a constant. The speed of light is 300,000 kilometers per second. So to calculate the energy equivalence of any object with mass, including yourself or a canister or a TV, anything with mass, you simply multiply its mass or weight by the speed of light squared. Now, how cool is that? That tells you how much energy any object that exists potentially has. Now, like Einstein's formula, my equation for health submits to the sovereignty of nature. Nature, by the way, is a dictator. There are laws out there, and if you don't recognize them, nature doesn't care. She will have her way with you, like it or not. So here's the formula. H equals NF squared. H stands for health, N for nutrition, and F for fitness. Very simple, very elegant, compact, easy to remember. If we take the product of nutrition and fitness, which is N times F, and square that value, NF squared, we get optimum health. But let's clarify each letter of the equation in greater detail. First, let's define H, because that's our objective and the purpose of the equation. Health affects everyone everywhere, but what does the word health actually mean? Well, health is a state. The quality of your state, the quality of my state, is equal to the quality of our nutrition and fitness. Think about this. If you say someone is healthy, You're literally saying they're full of health, but what kind of health? Good or bad? Are they sick, morbidly obese, or vertically ill? Are they functional, lean, energetic, and vital? Are they truly well? Optimum health is the ability to get what you want and need with energy and enthusiasm. That's what real health is and why it's important to understand and use this equation. It generates optimum health as an outcome because optimum health is equal to the sum of nutrition and fitness squared. Optimum health is the ability to endure mental, emotional, and physical stress. This is best achieved by being well-nourished and extremely fit, and if we avoid irrational behavior. To minimize risk of damage, here's my advice. Accept that reality exists independent of our subjective perception of it. What is, is. Reality doesn't need our permission to exist. Bertrand Russell said, "Believe what is true, don't believe what isn't true, and if you can't find out if it's true or not, suspend judgment." Now, that is a beautiful statement that just makes so much sense. If you can't invalidate or validate something, suspend your judgment. If you can't prove something is, don't be so hard on yourself for doubting it. The reason you're doubting it, the existence of anything you've been told to be true, and if you can't verify it and you feel doubt inside, it's because you're using reason. But of course, people everywhere will tell you not to rely on reason and just go by what they're telling you in spite of having no evidence to support it. Now, good health is a state of mind governed by intellect, positive emotion, and objectivism. It's the ability to recognize who and what we are. Are you self-directed? Do you have high self-esteem? If not, why not? You're a Homo sapien, which translated means wise man, with a highly developed brain capable of abstract reasoning, language, introspection, and problem solving. Do you know how powerful you are? Now, in my world, can't doesn't exist. I don't think in terms of can't. I think in terms of can do. An individual with excellent health is loaded with passion, ambition, and drive. Know anyone like that? They're clear about what they want and take the action necessary to achieve their goals, both short and long term, today and tomorrow. Consistency, my friends, is part of the package. Good health is someone directed by logic, headed in the direction of wellness. Progress is something that we use as evidence. So if you say that you're making progress, there should be evidence of progress. Say you're building a building and I show up and there's just an empty hole. Well, I don't see any evidence of the progress that you told me you were making. Good health flows from a health-centered consciousness. If you're thinking, living, training, working, eating, and sleeping optimum health, guess what you get as an outcome? A health-centered consciousness goes deeper than anything you can imagine. Much deeper, for example, than the deepest part of the world's oceans, which, by the way, happens to be a small valley in the Mariana Trench called Challenger Deep. Okay, that's optimum health defined. Now, let's talk about N. N is the science of nutrition. Unlike faith, nutrition is based on evidence and fact. In my equation for health, N equals optimum nutrition plus dietary supplements. One without the other is incomplete, and if one is omitted, the outcome of the equation will be negatively affected. Supplements are to the diet what carbon is to steel. Steel is stronger, more flexible, and more resistant to rust than iron alone. Nutrition includes a diet free of chemically altered food, mutagens, toxins, pathogens, and contaminants. A diet that's fresh, whole, and reinforced with essential micronutrients and antioxidants. Our genome evolved from an ancient, physically active, omnivorous whole food past and is still dependent on the same. You can't outsmart Mother Nature. The food we eat must be biochemically compatible with our genetic hardware so that the influence of what we eat epigenetically, meaning above our genes, will have a beneficial influence on how our genes are individually expressed lifelong. As Bruce Lee so aptly stated, always be yourself, express yourself, have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for a successful personality and duplicate it. Next is the science of fitness. To satisfy the elements of our health equation, we have to combine the best possible nutrition with the best possible fitness. So when I say H equals NF squared, I'm talking about the best. I'm talking about optimum health, optimum nutrition, and optimum fitness. Anything less and you don't get true health. F equals the science of fitness. Fitness that puts the E in exercise and tears up the track. I'm thinking roadrunner stuff here. Good fitness is balanced and demands consistency. It includes a warm-up, resistance training, core training, cardio, and stretching. Great fitness is precise, planned, structured, intense, tempered, and performed with amazing skill. Everything most humans, by the way, are capable of. If you say you're only human, well, what in fact are you saying? I'm saying that you screwed up in spite of being human. I'm saying that your life is screwed up in spite of being human. Do you know what your capacities are, your potentials are as a human being? So if you're all messed up and you're not successful in your life, don't blame it on your humanity. That's what the dark age led us to believe. The new age, the science tells us we're human. We're on top of the food chain. We have the most potential to do the most good. If you're not living a whole life that's complete, and if you're not well, it's because you're not using the resources that you have inside of you, and or you haven't put any effort into the accumulation of knowledge to help you make better decisions and live better. Because humans, unlike most other insects and animals on the planet, are not born with all the genetic programs and insight that they need from birth. We have to accumulate the knowledge, but we have more potential to do more with that knowledge than any other living thing. Now, if you multiply great fitness by optimum nutrition and square that product, you, my friend, are holding excellent health in your hands. I can't think of anyone anywhere who wouldn't improve as a result of applying, with purpose, the fundamental scientific principles of nutrition and fitness. If you encourage someone who's infected, damaged, or chronically ill to consume an ideal optimum diet, to reinforce that same diet with supplements, and to engage in a sound fitness program, they will eventually get well. They have to. It's a law. But they must be persistent. They must stay on track and maintain their focus, or their state of health, will continue to decline. So what is the equation for health? H equals NF squared. Simple. Go ahead. Say it out loud. H equals NF squared. N is nutrition. F is fitness. You multiply these two forces together and square the product. If you're doing both right and consistently, the product is optimum health every time. But if not, logic dictates there must be something wrong with either your nutrition input or fitness input or both. You see, in this life, this is how you fix things in a rational world. You always go back to the premise, formula, or equation, and check your math. If your invention doesn't work, don't blame nature. In other words, if your life isn't working, don't blame nature. Don't blame mommy and daddy. Don't blame anything or anybody. Take action. Change it. People in wheelchairs go to the gyms. People that are blind play the piano. I mean, come on. Have a look around. What is the greatest limiting factor in your life? You. And what is your greatest asset? You. So you make or break your life. That's as simple as I can say it. I don't care who you are or who you're dealing with. If you get super fit the right way, as in slowly but surely, and if you eat clean and stick to a natural whole food diet that's real and incredibly nutritious, the product of that work is super health. Let's face it, health is wealth, and wealth without health sucks. Optimum health is a just reward determined by our individual commitment to sound quality nutrition and the best possible fitness. Anything less, and now you've got your own personal health formula for disaster, including obesity, chronic disease, and premature death. Remember, health is a state, good or bad. Which one do you prefer? And you have to ask this to people in your mind. You're looking at these people saying to yourself, you guys really must prefer to be sick because you're living for sickness instead of for health. And you are a product of your mind. Change your mind, change your thoughts, change your life, change your outcome. It's as simple as that. Keep Scrooge in mind. What happened in that man's head? There was nothing on the outside that happened. It all happened inside of his head. The ghosts that he saw was all inside of his head. It was all inside of his mind. And that's the message of that movie. To make a change, you've got to change from the inside out. Like Einstein, let's be fearless and encourage everyone to rely on the science of living well. But more importantly, let's live the science ourselves. Right now, I am actually listening to an audiobook that breaks down E equals MC squared over a 10-hour tutorial. It's fascinating. But what I learned about Einstein was that he was opposed. He was a troublemaker. He couldn't fit in. His grades weren't all that great. They didn't think that he was going to really amount to much. His father believed in him. But what he did, and this really stood out, is that he lived a lifestyle when he was younger that enabled him to actually have enough time to take long walks and think. This guy was a thinker, and he thought out of the box. And that's the only way that we ourselves can get close to achieving health. We've got to think out of the box. We have got to let go of the social pressure and groupthink that is driving us to make the wrong decisions. Let's be mindful of what optimum health really is. Focus on creating optimum health rather than treating disease, because that's what most people do. They go to the doctor when they're sick, they treat the disease, and they never get better. Prevent what is inevitable otherwise. That's what you have to know in your head. If you don't do the work, you're going to get sick, guaranteed. The next time someone complains about their health, listen carefully, then explain the equation for health. H equals NF squared. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from the man, Albert Einstein himself. A man should look for what is and not for what he thinks should be.